Atlanta, Texas. Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. This show is live, so please comment during the show.
Each week, we empower today's homeschool families with invaluable resources. Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome in. It is so good to be back with you guys. We were shooting live from Fort Worth all last week, and I don't know about you, but I had so much fun. In fact, I'm still feeling all of that fun a week later as we try and recoup and rebuild to get ready for Houston. But thank you for joining us today. I hope wherever you're watching from, the weather's maybe a little nicer than where I'm at today with overcast and a little humid, and this Texas girl is like, humidity, yuck. So anyways, drop a chat. Let me know where you're watching from. We would love to say hello to you. The show is live. And so as always, super glad you're here. Guys, I would love to encourage you. If you didn't get a chance to watch our show last week, we actually did 28 mini shows from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we interviewed 28 different people talking about all kinds of things. Those videos are on our YouTube. I would love for you to go and take a look at them. But this week, I thought we'd do something fun. This week, I'm going to have my friends come in, Jake and Amy, and we're going to talk of all things Fort Worth. We're going to talk about our funny moments, our favorite moments, and what we're looking forward to in Houston. Because I know you guys know this, but we're not just a weekly show to come and talk to one another, but we're a gathering of people, and we are gathering one more time in 2024 in the Woodlands, Texas, May 30th through June 1st. So we talked Fort Worth nonstop. Now it's time to switch gears. And we're going to be in the Woodlands down in Amy's stomping grounds in just a few weeks. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go to convention.thsc.org, and we would love to have you join us there. Adam Loomis, hello, sir, watching from Ohio. Miss Lori, hello, watching from Ohio as well. They were both on site with us in Fort Worth. Love those guys. They're amazing. So without further ado, I'd love to bring in my friends Jake and Amy. Come and join me on the show. Hello. Welcome in, guys. Welcome in.
It's exciting to be here.
It feels weird to call Jake a friend. Yes, we're married.
Yes, it does.
We're also friends. Amy, we are actually friends.
We are actually friends.
Okay, guys, we are officially, we've been all back home since, what, Sunday, I think. How are y'all feeling? Have you caught up on rest? Are your feet not aching anymore? How are you feeling?
I can feel my feet again, so that's great.
Heyo!
Just so you know, I walked over 11 miles on just Wednesday alone, and that was before convention even started. Wow. So
nice. Mm-hmm. Very
you got
nice.
Me beat.
The building.
No, that was a big building. I don't think any of us took that in consideration until, what, Thursday mid-morning, and I was like, oh, we've got more steps to do. They were all intentional. Jake, I think you did your total. How many steps did you walk? Or how many miles did you walk over the 4 days we were there?
I think in 4 days, it was a total of 40 miles.
Nice. God bless you. And the crazy thing is, you were in like one room of kids' convention. Amy and I were running all over.
I didn't even leave my spot but three times a day. So I was in one room and still got that much movement up and down the stage, doing all of the kids' convention main stage stuff. But it was a blast. Can't wait to do it again.
Heyo. All right. So let's talk. When I say, how was your Fort Worth convention? Amy, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? What would you say?
Okay. So obviously exhibit hall, because that's my jam is what I call it. It's my jam. The exhibitors were just so engaging with our audience, but I think my favorite moment was being upstairs, and I can't remember what session I was sitting in on one of the keynotes, but, our MC asked, how many are new to homeschool? And just seeing all these hands go up, I was just, I almost started weeping just for the simple fact that, you know, to see this new generation coming in that are excited about homeschooling. But then to see all of those people go downstairs into our exhibit hall and our exhibitors to have the resources, the things that they needed. I don't feel like people walked in overwhelmed. I think they walked in, even if they felt overwhelmed at first, just starting to engage with the exhibitors. I think they put their mind at ease. They got excited about their year. So I think that was my favorite moment of the whole time, walking by a booth and listening to these new to homeschool people, or even seasoned like myself, talking to these exhibitors and getting the resources that they needed. That was exciting for me.
That's awesome. Jake, what about you?
I think for me, it was the kids. I mean, getting to see the kids' convention all come together, all the planning leading up to it, all of the designing and all the hard work to get us there, and then seeing the look on the kids' faces walking into those awesome LED arches as they walked in. It was this space-themed tunnel from the moment they walked into kids' convention. Seeing the kids have so much fun and seeing all the hard work pay off. I think my favorite moment was actually on the last day of kids convention. We had one of the kids who started crying because they didn't want to leave. They didn't want it to be over. Mm-hmm. And so it was such a sweet moment for me to know that what we did with kids convention made an impact on these kids to the point that they didn't even want to leave when it was over. So,
and Jake, if I hear correctly, you're almost sold out in Houston. So,
we have 18 spots left and that's it. Wow. And we are going to sold out. So, and I know we had several people who tried to jump on the waiting list for Fort Worth, and we just have to limit the amount of people that we can get in. But if you don't have your tickets now, get them quick because they will sell out.
And I heard from a lot of moms at registration, and they bought the child tag along ticket because they were like, oh, I'd love for my kids to join me. And after the first session, they came back up and they're like, is there a spot in kids convention? So to those mamas out there or dads who are listening and they're like, oh, we'll just bring them along. There's 18 spots left, guys. Jump on them quick because they will sell out, and we can't open any more spots in Houston. We're praying for a bigger building. So pray with us that somebody builds a hotel that's like double the size. That's the dream. Go ahead, Amy. I cut you off.
No, I was just going to say, Jake, I was reading this morning just the surveys that were coming in from our volunteers that helped with the kids' convention. And out of 5 stars, like they're all giving 5 stars saying how much fun they had. Kudos, you know, just even the volunteers having so much fun. Are you looking for volunteers for Houston?
Yes, absolutely. If you would love to jump into our VBS style program to get to love on these kids and just get to have a really fun time with them, as well as getting to help lead activities or anything like that, we do need help, and we'd love to have you join our team for Houston.
Do they need to know anything ahead of time?
Like not really. Once we get you guys signed up, if you're interested, we have a form that we can post out here for them to get signed up, and then all of the information to get involved and get serving will be passed on. But everything with this program, it's so great. Everything with this program has been written to where you will get everything that you need from day one.
That's
from
awesome.
The moment you get there, everything is ready to copy and paste and run the play. There's not a lot of prep work that you need to do. Everything is going to be set up in the room, ready to go. So it's an easy way to just jump in and have a lot of fun.
I love that.
Very cool. Well, you did an excellent job. We heard from almost all the parents of just saying they were blown away by their kids' experience, right? Because like the adults always have fun, but for kids to walk away saying they had a blast for 3 full days, like that's 3 long days. Shout out and kudos to you and your team for giving kids the space to hear the gospel, to come and have fun, but also to give mom and dad or even grandparents the opportunity to go and get filled up and encouraged and just give them space to kind of focus on exactly what they need for their homeschooling year. So kudos to the kids team. Okay, Amy, I got to ask a question. You have talked in great detail about one of the vendors and the artifacts that they were going to bring, the American Journey experience. Did it live up to everything you thought it would be?
Above and beyond. above and beyond. They even brought the dead rat, and the dead rat was way more than what I had even experienced or thought it was going to be.
Was it way more dead than you thought it would be? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that the history behind that dead rat was amazing. So if I even told my kids in co-op yesterday, like, if you come for anything for a convention, come to American Journey Experience and just ask about the dead rat.
And I love that this is not a sponsor plug, guys. This was like Amy just in full mode. She kept telling me, Chelsea, have you seen the rat? And Amy, no, I've not seen the rat yet. But they had so many other cool things. As a Marvel fan, don't at me for being a Marvel fan. It was Iron Man 2008 that got me. I love seeing all the Captain America, like the authentic Captain America gear they had. They also had a piece of Abraham Lincoln's coat from when he was shot. Like, they just have really authentic things. And what I loved most about it is, like, their team was there to answer questions, because I'm the skeptic, right? Like, are you sure this is Abraham Lincoln's jacket kind of thing? And they are so knowledgeable, and they were so quick to just walk you through the history. And will they be in Houston with us?
They will. And they're bringing all their artifacts with them. So excited about that.
Awesome. Awesome. So pumped. Any other exciting things in the exhibit hall that stood out to you?
Where do I start? Another great vendor that we had this year, and he's coming to Houston as well, is Actors Bible. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we can't have the big dome that he had in Fort Worth. We just don't have the space. But it's like, I've said it before, it's like karaoke, except acting it out. And you get to act out these Bible stories. They have all of the things that you can wear and do. It was phenomenal. Absolutely loved their booth. Some of the curriculum that was even there. We had, you know, Abeka, AOP, Sunlight, Master Books, Veritas Press, having all of them back, being able to give those resources. They were great as well. I could go on forever.
I love the customer service that those curriculums provide. Mm-hmm. Like, I walked by Sunlight's booth in particular, and they are so intentional with, like, talking to moms and dads. Like, I never felt like they were just, like, rushing through to get the sale, or like, they want to make sure that their stuff is a good fit for families. And so I love that they're all going to be back in Houston, because that's why parents come to the exhibit hall, right? Like, we bring fun and stuff to make sure the family as a whole has fun. But at the core of it, we want to make sure that people are equipped with the resources that they have. So talk to us. Fort Worth was the largest that we've ever done, but what can people look forward to in Houston specifically?
So in Houston, we're going to have a lot of the same vendors, just can't have all of them because Fort Worth was so much bigger. But some of the ones that we had that I've already mentioned, the large curriculums, we also have Cajun Kids Adventures, who is an author, and his books are phenomenal. And
they also bring Amy Boudin. So this is a personal, this is an awesome plug for her too. We love our Cajun friends,
but their books are just amazing.
Really good.
They're not just for advanced readers. They're for those struggling readers. So if you have a reader that is struggling, and not excited about reading, their books are phenomenal. Another great one that I just talked to this morning is Crosswired Science. I think they were new with us this year.
I think you even have in your background, you have a little, they're part of their banner.
They were
fun. Their workshop was cool too.
Yeah, their workshop was amazing. And he was talking to me this morning about what he wants to do for Houston. And, you know, the thing is, at least with my kids, math and science were their two subjects that they just, you know, it was hard to get them to do that. Crosswired Science, it helps their brain to love science. Mm-hmm. If you can just imagine that. And so definitely they're coming back to Houston, excited about having them. It's just going to be a great exhibit hall.
That's awesome. All right. So I want to shift gears a little bit to talk about speakers. We got so much feedback from people saying that this year's workshops and this year's keynotes just like hit right where they're like right where the need of homeschool families are at. Like, our speakers did that. So I want to talk to you guys. We all got to sit in and listen to Tim Tebow. Bucket list for me. We got to meet him. And yes, guys, he is as nice in person as he feel like as he is on TV and on stage. And yes, his muscles are equally as big. I was like, that dude lifts weights. Yeah. He went to shake my hand. I was like, I don't know about that. He also told Jake that he married up. So I'm like, okay, extra bonus points for that. But Amy, how was your experience meeting Tim Tebow? We'll do like a 20-second thing.
It was great. You know, you hear about celebrities and, you know, if you meet celebrities, then sometimes you might be like, oh, you know, they just weren't as nice. He was so down to earth. And I think my favorite moment was when we had a family that was unable to, they had purchased tickets to meet him. I don't know what happened. They got there late or something and he was already gone. And so we found him in the back hall and asked, you know, look, this family, this kid's been wearing your jersey since he was five. And he also is graduating this year. Could he please come back and meet you? And he was like, absolutely. And so he was just so down to earth. He hugged everybody. And I loved meeting him. He is true to and lives up to everything that he preaches and that he says out there. He is who he is.
Yeah. Jake, yeah. Anything to add?
I think for me, it was actually getting to make a memory for a couple of kids that met him right before us. There were two kids in the VIP meet and greet time that had cards that they wanted him to sign. And they didn't have, we happened to be standing behind them as they're trying to figure out, oh, where's a Sharpie? How can we do this? And I reach in my pocket coming straight from kids convention prep. And I have two Sharpies in my pocket and I was able to hand that over to Tim Tebow to sign for these kids. So that was a really cool moment.
That's awesome. And now that Sharpie lives on our fireman. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding.
So Tim Tebow was amazing, but we actually have Heidi St. John, Christina Ellis, and Melanie Hempe coming back. I have not heard anything but positive things about those keynote talks. I got to sit in on Melanie's and Christina's, and Melanie's was like nothing short of life-changing. When she gets up there and starts talking about, yes, she talks about the teen mental health crisis, but she talks about screen addiction. And what I love about it is she's not somebody who hasn't experienced it. Like, her son literally dropped out of college because of video game addiction, and it nothing short of almost ruined his life, but thank goodness for the Lord, the wisdom. And so she actually goes and shares that whole story and then talks about all of the statistics of, like, what it means to put your kid in front of an iPad, what it's doing to their brain. And I am pumped that she's going to be in Houston with us. She's going to be Friday morning, 8:30, 9 o'clock. She will be taking the main stage. And I just want to encourage people listening, let me rephrase. Everybody has to ask the question, how do we navigate tech in our home correctly? And what I love is she said, no, your math homework online is not going to be addictive. No, your English. Like, I love, she's not anti-screen. She's not anti-tech, which is so refreshing, right? We can't, like, we're sitting on laptops here talking about tech. Like, we can't do without it. But she is so fierce about addictive screens. And so I just thought that was a huge highlight for me. But what was more of a highlight is seeing all of the people emailing us in from the survey saying, this is the talk we needed. This was the life-changing moment. This was the click. And what most of them said were, me and my husband both listened to this talk. And I actually think that's so powerful. I want to shout out the husbands. I think it was Miss Lori who is watching now, who said, I am so surprised by just the amount of full families over there, mom and dad. And I think our generation is changing to bring dads more involved in the homeschool world. But Amy, your husband, Steve, huge advocate for homeschooling. In fact, he works in the exhibit hall with you. He is the social butterfly of your family. Talk to us about why he is so passionate about joining you. Because even before you worked for THSC, you guys, for the last 14 plus years, he's the one telling people, dad, you need to be there. Husbands, you need to be there. Why? Why do dads need to join?
So we went our very first year when my oldest was five to the conference, and we went together because I had no idea what I was doing. Neither one of us were homeschooled. We were both public schooled. We just felt upon our heart that this is what we were supposed to do, that the Lord had placed upon our hearts. We left there and my husband was like, we will do this every single year. It was an encouragement to him And he felt like, you know, this is what I can do to support you. Yes, he's my principal. You know, when my girls would get in trouble, I'm like, go upstairs and go see dad, the principal, or wait until your dad gets home. But for him to go to the conference and be encouraged and know how to encourage me throughout the year was so powerful for him. Even the years that I was like, you know what? I got this. I don't need to go to convention this year. He was the one that was always pushing. I was like, no, we're going. And even when we would go, I'd walk out of there. I was like, I'm so glad we went. I'm so glad we did. Mm-hmm. And you know, the great thing is we had gone for a few years, became members. And the whole point of us becoming members was, you know, what if something were to happen? What if CPS knocked on my door? But I didn't realize until, you know, in the last year or so, why it's important to be a member. It's not just about having the protection, it's having the resources. I never knew that at any point in time, I could call THSC up and say, hey, I'm about to walk out the door. You're going to have to talk me off the ledge. Or my child is struggling reading. What's wrong? What can I do? I never realized all of the resources that we have. And, you know, for the little bit that we paid every single year, it was not just for me to get tickets to go to convention. It was not just for my protection. It was also for the other families that were fighting and for their freedoms. And so I love that about THSC. I love the convention. I love the membership. I love everything they stand for. And my husband does too. And he's a great supporter of it.
That's awesome. And just to set the stage, so Texas Homeschool Conventions is hosted by the Texas Homeschool Coalition, which is the state organization that's fighting for homeschool freedoms and rights. And, you know, this year we're celebrating 30 years of homeschooling being legal. But I love that our president says we are only one, what does he say? We're only one legal session away from those rights disappearing. And I want to like really highlight what you said. One, yes, there's tons of benefits. You can check them out at thsc.org. But, you know, I'm sitting here looking at my actual 2-year-old. I've been told that I've made up her age like 12 times on this show. So looking at our 27-year-old, yes, on the porch, looking at our 2-year-old on the porch and saying, you know what? I love that I'm going to get to homeschool her freely. However, I want to make sure that I'm investing in organizations that when she is wanting to homeschool her children in 10, 20, 30 years from now, those rights are still available to her. Right. And that's what this is all about, right? Like I was so moved on site seeing all of the parents, you know, getting stuff for their kids, getting the curriculum, going to workshops. But I was so much more moved by the kids. Like there were hundreds, if not thousands of kids in that building. And to just sit around and say, like, Lord, you have brought them here for this time, this purpose, and for whatever comes next. And I've been so, like I said, moved about how can we make sure that we're investing not only in homeschooling and raising up the next generation of world changers, but making sure that the world that we give them is still the same free world that we're enjoying today. And that's, you know, right. 30 years ago, I was 1 year old when these people were standing on the Capitol steps fighting for homeschool freedom. I was 1 year old, like I was Abigail's age. And so it's fascinating to me that I'm getting to live it and the dedication of those families who saw the bigger vision. And so it's, I feel like it's our duty, it's our job to keep fighting. And while homeschool may not be on the table, parental rights is. And that's why, right, you know, THSC has thrown their hat in that ring, because it's amazing what's being discussed on even the Texas floor right now about parental rights. So all that to say, convention is so much more than just come and shop, come and check out our exhibit hall, come to workshops. It's getting to kind of take a step back with and join together with like-minded people to say, yes, we're homeschooling today, but what we're actually doing is investing in that next generation and making sure that they're enjoying the same freedoms that we have today. And so I get goosebumps. I get pumped up about that because that, Amy, I've always loved that you said, like, some days you were like 1 minute away from dropping them off at the local high school. But yeah, is that the thought that centered you, was that you are actually investing and raising up the next generation of disciples, leaders? Like, was that the thing that kept you going?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even those moments where I did drive up to the high school and say, get out of my car, you know, because I was there. it was the afterthought of thinking about, I remember my middle child crying after we had visited with the counselor there. And she goes, "Mom, please don't make me go to school there." She those girls were wearing and she was like, "Did you see what they were learning? I don't want that. I don't want that." And hearing that come from my child and then realizing this is the next generation. And I have a responsibility to raise my children to fight for our freedoms, to fight for their beliefs, you know? So the Lord just really, even in those moments, just really empowered me afterwards with the encouragement, the equipping from other homeschool moms, the community that I was surrounded by to just push me through it. And I'm so glad I did. So glad I did.
Well, I think that's a great place to wrap up. I can't believe it's already been 30 minutes of us talking. But guys, we will be in Houston, what is it, like 32 days from now? And it just gets your blood going. I can't explain it. There's something about being in a room with thousands of other families who are doing the exact same thing you are. And it does not matter where you're in your journey. If you haven't even started, if you're right in the thick of it, or if you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, there's something about being around people to encourage you, to get you equipped, and to empower you, or just like pour. Like I left last week saying my tank is empty, my physical tank is empty, but my cup is overflowing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly how we can sum up convention. So convention.thsc.org, get your tickets. They are going very quickly. Kids convention is going to sell out. Teen convention, we haven't even got to talk about teen convention, but shout out to those guys. Yeah. Patriot Academy, Wilderness Trek, Unbound, Grand Canyon University. They come in and just pour into your kids' leadership skills, and then they get an opportunity to go and serve. So awesome time. Get your tickets for that. And we will see all of you in just a few short weeks. Amy, any last words?
Yeah, I just want to say that if you know anyone that is on the fence about homeschooling and or even just fed up with the school system and not really for sure what to do, just bring them. On Thursday, we have the new to homeschool track, and I will encourage them. We'll give them all the resources that they need. And we have great sponsors that have given us tickets for convention. So if you're interested in that, email us at events@thsc.org. And we'll make sure that we get those people in our new to homeschool.
Amazing. Jake, final thoughts on kids convention and everything else.
I'm just really excited to run it again. We're going to have a stellar time. It's going to be out of this world. And I'm really pumped to see what group of kids we have. So make sure you get your tickets.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay, guys, we'll get your tickets, get your hotel rooms, get the family packed and ready, and we will see you in 32-ish days. Don't quote me on that, but we'll see you May 30th through June 1st, conventions.thsc.org, and we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
Did you know that we host in-person conventions each year in Texas? Join us in Fort Worth, Texas, and Houston, Texas in 2024 as we celebrate 30 years of homeschooling freedom in Texas.
Use code SHOW10 for a 10% discount on your convention tickets.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.